So we'll name off 10 who are opposed. Please come up. Karen Butler, Elizabeth Terones, Brian
Crennan? McRennan or Crennan? Cremin.
I think Cremin.
On Lawndale.
2945 Lawndale. Juanita Zari. Amanda Yarnso. Peter Landon. Suzanne Griffel. Richard Stuckey. Christiana Granville. And Kate McCarter.
Good afternoon. My name is Elizabeth Terones. I live in the Western Elston Logan Diversity neighborhood, where I own a two flat, which supplements my Social Security income. Twice, high rises were proposed in my area, but fortunately, they were not built due to community concern about parking and congestion. I used to live in the Armitage Racine area, where Lincoln Yards is being proposed, over 35 years ago, and congestion ensued because of gentrification. Seniors and diverse middle-income families like mine, who had no cars and relied on public trans, were forced to move out as property taxes skyrocketed, and as well, the congestion ensued. I worry that when I sell my property, I won't be able to live in my neighborhood anymore or anywhere close to it, like Lincoln Yards. I also worry for my daughter's middle-income family and my two grandchildren when they'll need a larger home, hopefully on the north side. So you see, we are true Northsiders. I feel more community discussion is needed to ensure many more homes at Lincoln Yards are affordable for us low-income to middle-income families than the 600 recommended. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Alderman Kaplan, my name is Karen Butler. From what's happened here today, it's clear that this ordinance is going to pass. Concessions have been made, and I thank everybody involved in bringing those about. However, there is one thing that hasn't been resolved, and that is an issue of a riverfront park. If public funds are going to be allocated and zoning changes are going to be made, both of those points should take into account the need for a riverfront park. Individual residents and the neighborhood groups have consistently, starting when the North Branch corridor was being considered, they have consistently asked for a large public park. You're just about to approve the zoning for Lincoln Yards. That's a third of the total space available. You're about to approve zoning that will affect locations of streets.
Actually, the zoning committee members will vote. I'm not approving of anything. I'm just here to count the votes.
All right. Then the rest of the committee will vote. And what they're voting on is going to determine the layout of the land, where the bridges go, the roads go, and the transit systems go. What needs to be taken into account is to make sure that the last available large site, the 24 acres that General Iron sits on, is zoned and approved and funded for the acquisition of a public park. Think for a moment how our outgoing mayor has referred to the Chicago River. He's called it the second riverfront. People who live in Lincoln Park have access to the first waterfront. It's people who live to the west, the ones who have to drive through an hour of traffic to get to the lake now, they're the ones who need the most access to the river. That's what we're asking. We're asking that you consider and approve funding for a riverfront park. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person.
My name is Brian Cremin. I don't live in the area, but I'm a Chicago resident who has kind of paid attention a little bit to the way TIF financing works. And I know that we're not trying to consider TIFs right now, but obviously a thumbs up on this project is more or less keeping the momentum of the project going, which means the problematic things in the project will probably take place. I think it's unfortunate that the majority of the council is not here. I don't know what that says about the council. I won't even try to guess what that says about the council. But what I will say is that, and I wish I was talking to the whole council, because if history goes down the way it should, and I know I'm talking about the future now, anyone who votes to move this through so quickly, I mean, so quickly, how, I mean, right now, this is a rush to approve right now. You realize that? And I hope that people just follow the votes. And if you vote to basically rush to, this is not a vote to approve, this is a vote to rush to approve. And if that happens, I hope the voters will take note. I mean, like, there's not enough coverage, and voters tend to be distracted by television. Voters tend to be distracted by a million things, and they don't pay attention to the kinds of things that go down when their elected officials take these seats. Their elected officials make a lot of choices, and the people that tend to pay the most attention are people like Sterling Bay, the ones where there's money involved, and you're able to kind of guide things a little bit more carefully if you're paying attention, and the voters don't. And you know what? That's on them. Like, the voters should pay more attention. But what I will say is that I hope that they do pay attention to this vote. This is the vote they should be paying attention to. And, you know, there's always been a lot of talk about being on the right side of history. I hope you all don't vote to move this through too quickly and end up on the wrong side of history.
Thank you. Next person.
Hi, my name is Christina Granfield, and I'm a five-year resident of Lincoln Park and the executive director of Friends of the North Branch Park. We are a not-for-profit advocacy organization fiscally sponsored by Friends of the Park. Our group of concerned, passionate residents was formed in 2016. Our volunteer organization represents thousands of Chicagoans who dream of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a permanent public park on Chicago's riverfront. We are urging you to recognize that 24 acres of public parkland is required to balance high density and livability in this area, and to provide free and clear access to the riverfront forever for all Chicagoans. Thank you.
Thank you. So 10 more opposed. Mr. George Blakemore. Judy, looks like Mansuda, 916 West Dickens. Larry Bennett. Ann Abramson. Barbara Burns. Alba Julia Relgado. Marquidia Nicole and Erica Clark.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Good afternoon to the citizens of our global city. We just had an election. The millennials didn't come out. The old folks didn't come out. You get the kind of government.
Mr. Blakemore, please stay on the topic.
About
please.
This, and this is about
stay on zoning.
The people, and I'm on the target, sir. You're not going to bully me.
Please stay on zoning.
Okay, but I am against this project, and I'm going to give you several reasons. One reason is that when you build it, these workers won't be black workers. The union is very racist also. Poor white citizens won't be able to live there. Poor black citizens will not be able to live there. Poor Hispanic and Asian citizens will not be able to live there. So you're supposed to have a park. Why don't you? Why don't you have those 21 acres for parks and accessible to the river? I'm always on point. Right here is institutional racism. And with these contracts, jobs and service. But you know what black people get up? Well, they gonna give us minority, they gonna give us some jobs. How many times have you been saying this? And you get nothing. You get nothing. But you're being played on, but we have black leadership or non-leadership that gonna go along with this. I know exactly what I'm talking about. We don't need it. It's not plighted. You know where plighted? Go to Inglewood. It's a plighted area. Go to Lundale. It's a plighted area. Go to Roseland. It's a plighted area. That's not a plighted area. That's prime property. And any developer will develop it without city money or infrastructure. So you play games with our people and you're talking about stay on top of the vote. You're going to have to vote. I'm talking about the people that did not vote. They don't even have anybody running against Mr. Hopkins. You deserve the kind of government you get. You're going to let him be your alter. Nobody against it.
Please stay on the subject.
So I am on the subject. I'm on the subject because he's the one that's going to have to vote. So I know exactly what I'm doing. So you let me have my minutes. I'm entitled to these minutes. Well, you play games here, all of you, and watch them rubber stamp it.
You're entitled to 10 seconds. Stay on the subject.
Leave me alone.
Thank you, Mr. Blakemore. Next person. May I continue?
After that, my name is Judy Mansueto, and I am a member of the Friends of North Branch Park and Nature Preserve. I am here to tell you today a bit about the genesis of our group, as well as to ask you to take a moment right here and now, and realize that Lincoln Yards is only one-third of the total 165 acres as labeled on the Cortland Chicago River TIF development area. Our group, Friends of the North Branch Park, is a true grassroots organization that held its first official meeting in my home. There was a group before us that included people from Trust for Public Land, some coalition members that got together and drew up a plan, as well as some of the urban architects and drew up a plan, but the actual official Friends of North Branch Park and Nature Preserve was developed in early fall of last year. Our smaller community action group is a total of about 30 people, and it's made up of Chicagoans from wards 2, 32, and 43 who have been at one or more of the meetings Alderman Hopkins speaks of. Together, we formed a community action group and held our first meetings in my home. That's who we are. Fast forward to where we are here now. Since the beginning of the discussion of the North Branch Redevelopment Plan in 2016, there has been a consistent and substantial call for open space in the whole redevelopment area. We appreciate what Sterling Bay is doing in redeveloping this area into a vital residential, commercial, and retail community. The area needs redevelopment. Chicagoans need jobs. The city needs new citizens, and Lincoln Yards addresses those needs. Our group also appreciates that Sterling Bay is providing for and developing an 11-acre park. But remember, it's only one-third of the land. What I'm here to question, and there's not many aldermen left, is where is the city in this equation? Where are the elective officials? They are not hearing us. There is only one parcel left, and people have talked about it, and that is the General Iron plant or land. They have talked about moving. What I want to know is why isn't the city stepping up to purchase or working with Sterling Bay to jointly purchase this General Iron land and make it into a public park? Realize that the north side of the city, Wicker Park, Logan Square, Bucktown, and the surrounding communities are park-starved. Recognize that public parkland is critical for Chicago's economic development.
Thank you. Next person.
Hi, I'm Barbara Burns. I'm a semi-retired CPA. I was born and bred in Chicago and grew up at Lathrop Homes, which is less than a mile from the proposed Lincoln Yards. Now, you know the devil's in the details. There are so many unanswered questions on a development covering 54 acres with multiple high-rise buildings. Questions not answered by Sterling Bay, not answered by the Department of Planning and Development, and should probably be answered by each of you before you take a vote. Here's my list of questions. Do we want a zone, a city in a city? Or do we want Chicago neighborhoods accessible to all? Where is the zoning for the court-ordered Lathrop family-sized replacement units? Because 525 units were lost at Lathrop. It's a public housing. Where is the zoning for the public parks owned by the public to be accessible to the public? Where's the updated transportation studies? Where is the racial equity impact assessment? Where are the studies to evaluate the additional traffic? Where's the zoning for my favorite city grid streets? Where are the schools, the libraries? Where is the zoning for office, restaurant, entertainment, and retail spaces affordable to mom and pop businesses? Where are the truly affordable residential units? Where are the plans that show the scale of Lincoln Yards buildings compared to surrounding neighborhood buildings? Where's the community benefits agreement? Isn't there supposed to be a river walk that sort of connects to the walks going further north? By the way, just asking, and I think other people have been asking, how much public money will be used to add infrastructure to enhance Sterling Bay's profit margin? Where is the ongoing, open, public citizen-based discussion as promised on a plan that changes every day? We should all be involved in this discussion, and the new council should be the body voting on a plan that the entire city will live with for decades to come. I ask you to delay Lincoln Yards by voting no today. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person.
Hi, I'm Larry Bennett, board president for North Branch Works. North Branch Works supports businesses in the North Branch, Addison, and Kennedy industrial corridors, which have produced millions of tax dollars and created thousands of jobs. North Branch Works is calling on the Zoning Committee to reject the zoning request at this time, pending the resolution of several open issues. The first goal listed in the City of Chicago's North Branch Framework Plan is to maintain the North Branch Industrial Corridor as an important economic engine and vital job center within the City of Chicago. Unfortunately, few details have been provided regarding Sterling Bay's promise of 20,000+ permanent jobs in addition to the construction jobs. The former is an impressive number, but it raises several questions. How is this number derived, and is it realistic? What companies will be providing these jobs? Will all of the office jobs require an advanced degree? Will the service sector jobs pay a living wage? Will the people hired look like Chicago as a whole or an affluent subset? To date, we have not heard anything about who the businesses will be. Sterling Bay could be negotiating with potential tenant businesses and may not want to tip its hand, but this is a very public issue for Chicago. The North Branch Industrial Corridor has provided living wage jobs for over 100 years. If all the framework plan accomplishes is to replace middle-class jobs with ones that require an advanced degree, it will be a misguided initiative. We propose that the developer commit to supporting living wage jobs that do not require an advanced degree. Before any zoning changes are approved, we ask the developer to set aside 20% of the proposed commercial space for advanced manufacturing, light industrial, maker spaces, and incubators that support entrepreneurs and new businesses, to keep rents for that space commensurate with those of industrial businesses citywide, to commit to working with the city and local groups to ensure that a significant portion of the North Branch Corridor bonus fund is used for grants and locally administered low-interest loans to make a lasting investment in new businesses, job training tied to real opportunities, and other job growth initiatives. Similarly, the city must take action to ensure the long-term viability of the area as a job creator. The city must protect existing industries in the area zoned M3 by freezing property values at their current rate so that businesses are not priced out of the area as land appreciates in value around them. There are other issues that must be considered before zoning changes are approved, and we at North Branch Works stand with our partners to demand quality public space, infrastructure that supports residents and businesses, affordable housing, and a development that complements and does not dominate the surrounding area. Thank you.
Thank you. Three more. Cassie Cresswell, John McDermott, and Randy Steinmeier.
I seem to be the only one who's still left. My name is Randy Steinmeier. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak. Like Alderman Hopkins, I go back to having public meetings on this issue to 2014, when I argued with people from North Branch Works about the zoning for this area. At the time, I was president of the Ranch Triangle Association, and we suggested that the zoning should be changed. As a matter of fact, many of the meetings I argued with Mr. Mellis, sitting here to my left. So we've been having discussions about this since 2014. The issue is none of the stakeholders, none of the landowners were there, and they weren't there until 2018. When in July of 2018, we were presented with the first plan. I'm opposed to this for two reasons. One, we have runoff elections where elected officials should have their say. And two, no one has properly addressed the 21.5 acres of the polluter, General Iron. Until those two issues are addressed properly, I will stay in opposition. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairman Kappelman and Alderman. I'm John McDermott. I'm a consultant to Lakeview Lutheran Church, which has convened the Lincoln Yards TIF Equity Coalition, made up of a variety of community organizations, business, and civic organizations. And I want to bring to the committee's attention yet another reason why it is premature to approve these planned developments today. Sterling Bay has purchased dozens of acres of property in the area outside of but surrounding the Lincoln Yards proposal. So Sterling Bay is going to benefit from the dramatic new precedents set with these PDs, the precedents for downtown scale development. In an area that is primarily 3- and 4-story buildings and below in the surrounding neighborhoods, they're going to benefit from those dramatic new precedents without accountability to the city and to the public for what kind of development will happen in those outer parcels beyond the scope of Lincoln Yards. And they will also benefit from the infrastructure that will be discussed with the TIF. The traffic study that has been referenced does not include that future development, and it does not include the future development on other parcels owned by other entities, other corporations, other individuals that will also be able to follow the precedents in this rezoning, in these planned developments. So again, there is a desperate need for holistic, responsive, thoughtful planning and planning that leads to equitable development. Please defer this item today or vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a point of clarification. I did ask to have it deferred and I was defeated, so here we are. We now have a list of people who are in favor. I will call your name. I ask that you only come up if you believe you just have to. You must. But if you don't feel like you really, really have to, it is okay to sit down. You don't have to speak. We have two more items after this on the agenda. So,
for the record, they are in support.
For the record, these people are in support. Only come up if you must. Anissa Lambert Garrett, Mike Massaleo, 1000
I don't even know.
Something Parkway. Jerry Lewis. Michael Abbasui. Brianne Bershid. Michael Navarati. Rafael Meza. Jose Espejo. Jaime DePaul. Lourdes Gonzalez. Bill Perch. Luisa DeRue. Dwayne Williams. Dan Allen. Michael Charles Hilson. Robin Akins. Robert McGee Jr. Warren Baker. Mike Bivens. John Quayle. Ron Culbertson. Patrick Husty. Edward McKinney. Michael Charles Hilson. Molly Meyer. Katie White. Vince Winters. Tom Walsh. Frank Cabello. Gary Hazen. Richard Wilson. Butler Adams. Alan Mellis. Lisette Sanchez. Robin Akins. Dwayne Williams. Deepak Shah. Jeremy Strong. And Lalo Juarez. Now, if someone speaks and you want to say the exact same thing, you really don't have to speak. It's okay.
Okay.
Let's begin.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. Thank you for the opportunity to address the committee today. My name is Warren Baker. I live in the Second Ward, and I have developed in the Second Ward, and I share many of the concerns raised today. However, this is not about my neighborhood. This is about the future of this struggling city. Today, we are confronted with a dire fact and ominous reality. Chicago is losing population at the fastest rate of any major city in the country. Population loss is tantamount to people not seeing a future and giving up on Chicago. If the Census Bureau confirms we lost population in 2018, it'll be our fourth consecutive year that we lost population. As our population shrinks, Chicago's tax base shrinks. When the tax base shrinks, the financial burden falls harder on those residents and businesses who choose to remain. The greater the tax burden, the higher probability of more exodus out of the city, and the greater risk of creating a vicious cycle of population loss that will be difficult to break. If we are growing our population, it portends a healthy city. If we are losing population, it portends an unhealthy city. Right now, Chicago is arguably an unhealthy city, and that will only be exacerbated by pension payments and other financial obligations that are due soon. Lincoln Yards is not perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect plan. But Lincoln Yards gives Chicago a fighting chance to transform the city's image, attract new residents, attract new businesses, create new jobs, expand our tax base, and take a positive and necessary step forward in making Chicago a healthy city again. For these simple realities, I urge you today to support this project. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairman, committee members. My name is Michael Navarrete. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I just want to say that I work for GSG Consultants, and I want to commend Sterling Bay on their commitment to minority participation, and we are in support of this project. Thank you.
At this point in time, just because some of my colleagues need to go to another meeting, we could still, if you're all in support, we could take your testimony. We could even...
No!
Please, I mean...
You can come forward. If you're in opposition, come forward.
Or if you're in opposition, come forward. Are you in, any of you in opposition? Okay, come forward and continue. But please.
Good afternoon. My name is Rafael Meza on behalf of GSG Mattel Testing, and we are in favor of the Lincoln Yards proposal. Thank you.
No, they are. Opposition's already dead.
Hi, my name is Robin Akins. I'm president and CEO of Synergy Development LTD. We are an MWDBE firm, also a HUBZone and woman-owned small business with the federal government. We are in support of the Lincoln Yards, Sterling Bay Lincoln Yards project, but my only thing is that as an African-American woman and also former CPS school teacher, I can truly say that construction is the answer. My firm has sponsored 15 African-American men and women as fully vetted union journey workers with Local 4 Laborers Union. And I just encourage Sterling Bay, like the 78, I encourage them to invest in a training program like the 78's $200 million training program for those people who are complaining that there are no black and Latino workers. I encourage more African-American and Latino business women and men to employ their own community as union laborers. And we have to take the blame for this instead of passing the blame. I would love to have to become an MWBE for on the list and obtain a meeting with Sterling Bay. And basically, I believe that Sterling Bay will uphold their commitment to be fair and equitable to the black and Latino community. And basically, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. If you are opposed, you come to the front of the line. Who is opposed up there? If you are opposed... Alan Millis, are you opposed?
Are you opposed?
If you are opposed, you are to speak now. Alan Millis, are you opposed? Everyone's support.
Nope. Hi.
Are you opposed?
I am.
Please state your name.
My name is Tom Walsh.
Okay, and please continue.
I'm a lifelong resident of the city of Chicago, born and raised in the 19th Ward. I've lived in 43, 47, 49, and currently in 46. I just have a question. What is the biggest housing need in the city of Chicago right now? It is housing for families of low and very low income. Right? This development will not house any of those folks who need housing. We are giving, in essence, $1.3 billion to Sterling Bay, $39 million of which is going into the Housing Affordability Fund. It's a rental subsidy. That's the only amount of money that's going to serve low and very low income families in Chicago. That is 0.97% return on our public investment. That's 1% return on our public investment. Oh,
where is
sorry. One second. I apologize. So, we've got to talk about Chicago cranes. I love cranes. Great. So, Chicago cranes warn Chicagoans that if this development doesn't take place as it's shown here today, we'll become known as a city that doesn't think big and is anti-displacement, and developers will flee. That's complete nonsense. Utterly nonsense. There are over 4,000 units in the South Loop alone that have been developed over the last year, where developers are looking at record-breaking occupancy rates, both homeownership and rental. Those developers are going to make millions. That's ludicrous. Here's an idea. How about we think bigger than we ever have before? Today, let's begin the enormous but attainable goal of reversing decades of racist policies and procedures that have segregated us by race and income and have created communities full of services and communities who do not even have a grocery store. Vote the development down today until the new council and administration is sworn in and can make this development the poster child for what we need.
Thank you so much. Next person.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hi, Brian.
Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I am Alan Mellis, a Lincoln Park community leader for over 40 years and a member of Alderman Hopkins' Lincoln Yards Community Advisory Committee. I have attended every public North Branch Firmwork Plan and Lincoln Yards meeting, and Brian can attest to that. At the North Branch Firmwork meetings, we were told by DPD that it was only an overall framework and details would be fleshed out when the specific projects were presented. As I've said previously, I would like to see Sterling Bay's Lincoln Yards project be a success for the city of Chicago as long as it does not negatively impact the surrounding community. There are still major concerns that need to be addressed since the Lincoln Yards master plan was unveiled less than 2 months ago on January 19, 2019. One, traffic congestion. Traffic congestion. Traffic congestion. That was the number one community concern in the Sheffield Neighbors Lincoln Yards survey. Alderman Hopkins requested a peer review of the KLOA Lincoln Yards traffic study, but it's not been completed or published. The review may be recommending additional or alternative traffic mitigation proposals, as well as determining the accuracy of the developer-sponsored traffic study. Developer-sponsored traffic study. Affordable housing, there should be all 1,200 affordable units on site. Public green space. Public green space. There needs to be an 23 acres of public green space added to the establishment of the North Branch Park and Preserve. Public schools. There are no provisions. There are no provisions for the expansion of Oscar Mayer School or a new on-site elementary school to serve all the residents of the 6,000 new dwelling units. Public transportation. Public transportation. There have been no significant proposed additional CTA routes, such as a Clyburn bus or a shuttle service to the CTA Fullerton Armitage Transit Stations, or an eastern extension to the proposed Lincoln Yards Transit Way. Additional public transportation options are critical, since Sterling Bay will be discouraging car ownership and to allow residents of the underserved South and West Sides better access to jobs. Public access. Public access. There's been no commitments for free 24/7 public access to roadways, parking, open space, river walk, or the 606 extension. In the handout I gave to everybody and mailed to me, there's some more details of concerns that I have. But I hope, and I ask Alderman Hopkins, that we continue the dialogue to make this project
Thank
better.
Thank you.
Thank
Next
you
person,
all.
Please. Thank you. Next person? No, thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Richard Wilson. I'm an architect and city planner. I specialize in the planning, design, and construction of large-scale urban districts in U.S. cities and around the world. Since August 2017, I've been working with the Civic Coalition of Design, Nature, Sports, Business, and Neighborhood Groups, advocating for public parkland to anchor redevelopment of the 760-acre North Branch framework. Specifically, we're advocating for a North Branch Park and Nature Preserve adjacent to Lincoln Yards on the last remaining large-scale parcel in the entire corridor available for such use. Our single motivation for this work is to make Chicago the best, most livable city in the world. So today, we have to ask ourselves if the growth envisioned by Sterling Bay is ultimately good for our city, and I believe the answer is yes. It's important to recognize the substantive changes that have been made to provide 11 acres of true parkland in the Lincoln Yards master plan and the other 10 acres of hardscape and riverwalk features that are important too. But it's also important to recognize that these two planned developments are one-third of the total redevelopment that will occur between North and Webster Avenues. And there's simply no way that 11 acres of parkland can accommodate the projected population. My counsel is, as in our own lives, it's impossible to answer every question before beginning a journey. We have to do our best to plan, but ultimately we have to take courage to take that first step and have confidence that we can be able to work through the challenges to achieve success. But this is only possible if we find meaningful ways to work together. So for folks concerned about the tall buildings there, we're building very few 600 feet tall buildings in downtown Chicago, so the real estate market will self-correct. For folks concerned about traffic and congestion, nobody in their right mind is going to open a business, buy a residential unit, or a developer spend money in an area that everyone can see doesn't work. Again, the market will self-correct. But what the market cannot do is create more land for public use once high-density build-out begins. Therefore, I go on record today in support of the Lincoln Yards planned developments. But as you consider use of $1.3 billion of public money to build district-scale infrastructure between North and Webster Avenues, including streets, bridges, and metro station, please recognize that public parkland is an essential component of public infrastructure, and if steps are not taken to secure land for public use when General Ironside is for sale and redeveloped, this opportunity will be lost together. So please, Alderman Hopkins, Commissioner Reifman, Mr. Glore, Mr. Crown, could we please find a way to work together to deliver this important civic need? Thank you.
Thank you. Last person.
Yes, for the record, my name is Butler Adams, and I wanted to say that I am in favor of this proposal. Been following the whole project for about 2.5 years in Lincoln Yards itself for about a year, and I do think it can be a great benefit to the city of Chicago. They have made a lot of improvements and changes since the first meeting was held. Now you're going to have more than 20 acres of open and green space, and that's more than both Lakeshore East and the 78. I would certainly like to commend Alderman Burnett for talking about affordable housing. He has been one of the stalwarts of affordable housing here in the council chambers. I would also like to thank Alderman Hopkins because he worked very, very hard to get this project through. There have been a number of meetings, and I know that if the previous alderman had been in that position, it would not have gotten this far. So I do think that is certainly a benefit. I know that people have been talking about density and height, not so much here at this meeting, but more parks. Again, the park space has been increased. In terms of the density, I mean, some people think that it's a very dense project. Chicago, comparatively to compared to other world cities, is not that dense of a city. Currently, we have about 2.7 million people in the city of Chicago. At one time, we had 3.6 million. So right now, we're just trying to replenish what we've already lost. And as a comparison, Chicago and Seoul, South Korea, are the same square miles, 234. Again, Chicago has 2.7 million people. They have 9.5 million people. We have about 2,500 people per square mile. They have 42,000 people per square mile. This is not that dense. Thank you.
Chairman.
Thank you. Yes.
I'd like to move due pass.
Okay. Alderman Burnett moves due pass as amended and revised. Alderman Lorino seconds it. We're going to take a roll call.
Alderman Harris.
Aye.
Alderman Cardenas, Alderman Burke, Alderman Lopez,
aye.
Alderman Folks, Alderman David Moore,
aye.
Alderman O'Shea, Alderman Brookins, Alderman Burnett,
aye.
Alderman Mel, Alderman Austin,
aye.
Alderman Lorino,
aye.
Alderman Riley,
aye.
Alderman Tunney, Alderman Poir. Chairman Kappelman.
No.
We've got 9 yeas and 3 nays.
We have 9 yeas and 3 nays. The motion is passed as amended and revised.
Move to pass. Move to pass on the second item, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Alderman. Okay, so Alderman Burnett moves do pass
on both items.
On both items as amended and revised. Alderman Lorino seconds it.
We substituted it already.
But the substitute?
Please roll call. Roll call.
Roll call.
Alderman Moreno. Alderman Harris.
Aye.
We're going to use the same roll call.
Leave for the same roll call, Mr. Chairman.
We can use the same roll call.
Don't move.
So Alderman Harris moves to use the same roll call. And
what was the other item number, please?
We're going to move to pass on items.
On items number 19767 and item number 19768. So Alderman Harris,
I move that we use the same roll call as our previous item.
Thank you.
Okay, and is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Burnett seconds it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. I'm exhausted.
On to the addendum to the deferred agenda.
Give me a public hug.